And now to discuss his misplacement of the nuclear launch codes while he was president, former President William Jefferson Clinton.
How do you do?
Nice to have you back.
Always a pleasure to drop by the Mike O'Mara podcast. I understand you guys have a lot of sweet downloads going on.
We do indeed, Mr. President.
That's good. How are you, Buzz?
I'm well, sir.
How's your emphysema?
I'm winning, sir.
Are you winning?
Yes, I'm feeling much better now.
You hang in there.
I will do it, sir.
Yeah, you're a fighter.
I am, just like you.
Well, I know that there's been some consternation over some of the behaviors I've had in the past, but this is something I take quite seriously.
I can tell because you're using your serious voice.
Let me tell you something.
Oh, don't point.
I've never meant to lose the biscuit.
Of course.
I never meant to lose the passcodes to the briefcase that had the football.
Let's be clear. We're talking biscuits. We're talking football. Can you explain that for the people that are not the cognoscenti?
The biscuits, the biscuit. Yes.
There's more than one?
Are the codes to open up the briefcase that has the football. The football are the nuclear codes that launched the nuclear attack.
I thought the briefcase was the football.
The briefcase is the football. All right, you're right. I lost the biscuit, which is the codes to the football.
Right.
And the football is the briefcase that has the codes to nuclear war.
So is the biscuit just a three-digit code? Is it one of those things with wheels that you have to turn?
I don't know, because unfortunately I lost it. Yeah. I don't know what happened to it. What I do is, when I was in the Oval Office, let me tell you something.
8 great years, sir.
I chewed a lot of gum. And I'm a neat man.
What does that even mean?
I like to take little pieces of paper and wrap my gum up. I'm just not going to put it under the seat. Hillary does that.
Oh, she does.
It's so gross.
Yeah. It is gross.
Grosses me out.
You know, Mr. President, by the way, Oscar Santana, El Tiempo.
Via Con Dios.
A great paper. I know you know her very well.
Thanks so much.
I wanted to, really, for me, when I read the story, I felt like it would have brought you some comfort knowing that you weren't the only president to actually lose the atomic codes.
That's true. There are other presidents that have done this before, and it's caused a great deal of consternation among the Secret Service and the National Security Administration.
Is this a prepared comment?
This is a prepared comment.
Okay. Someone help you with this one?
Well, I'm more concerned with the buns than the biscuit.
Speaking of buns,
I'm with you, Mr. President.
You just went off script.
You were the only president to lose it during some sort of sexual scandal in the White House.
Well, that's where we don't want to go too deep into that, so to speak.
I understand.
But I will tell you something, that there happened to be a young lady, not Ms. Lewinsky. And let me tell you something.
Oh.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
By modern standards.
Not Ms. Lewinsky,
right.
The other one.
We participated in kinky love games.
Exactly.
That's the way I'm going to describe it.
Again.
That's the way it will be put in my memoirs. Kinky, hot love games.
Now, that's odd.
Steaming, hot, fun, kinky love.
This is different, because the last time you came by, you said what you participated in was active love.
Active love. Active love is not what people would describe as relations. That's what people don't understand. The English language is so very complex with several different nuances. You have to really be aware of what you're talking about.
Is active love a subset of kinky? What is the other one?
Active love is a term that I coined when I was in my first administration.
I remember.
Yes. Not my second, my first. Yes,
right. Mr. President. What our readers want to know is, where was your head during
readers?
This?
Thought this was an audio medium.
He's pretending to be from a newspaper.
El Tiempo.
El Tiempo.
Yes.
Via Con Dios.
It's like
go right ahead.
Where was your head during this time?
My head, if you look at it, my head was probably about, I would estimate, 2.5 feet under the surface of the desk.
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Why'd you take me here? This place it smells like stripper's perfume. I'm going to get herpes just from sitting on this couch.
I'm getting to somebody.
Whoa. You're not my stepbrother anymore. You're a step stranger. Why are you talking like that?
Brian,
you don't need to put your P in a V right now.
No, I don't. I need to B my L on somebody's T's.
That's disgusting.
Talk to girls with me tonight, all right?
All right. I'll help you out. I'll talk to girls with you.
So, Peter, what do you do?
Musician. He's being modest. He works on a show called Crime Scene.
Oh my God.
It is what it is.
No, I love that show.
I find you both very sexually attractive.
Let's pump the brakes. Okay?
I think that having sex with either of you would be a great treat for me.
You are so funny.
I just got out of a 5.5 year relationship, so I'm not looking for anything serious. Just sexual activity.
Let's wrap it up, buddy.
You want to come home?
I'm sorry, you're cracking me up.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You want to come home?
Stop it. Seriously.
Coming to you live from Mike O'Mara's living room studio in the historic radio district of Manassas, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's the Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
What the hell are you playing?
A little Moody Blues.
It's the long version of The Voice. I love the intro because it posts out when it's... It's like you're making a Siegfried and Roy entrance.
It's very Halloweenish, I thought.
Who's The Voice?
You're looking at him.
You like the Moody Blues.
Mike O'Mara is The Voice.
You like the Moody Blues.
I know.
You love the Moody Blues.
Yes.
I hate the Moody Blues.
I may have the nicest things to say about you.
I hate them. I saw the Moody Blues at a DJ convention in a ballroom, in a small, like, chopped-up ballroom, basically a private concert, and I still hated the Moody
Blues.
That
must have been remarkable.
Moody Blues do not do it for
your computer.
Did you know that before you picked the Moody Blues?
Never knew that, but you know what? What's so fun about coming here and doing the show is, after nearly 20 years, there's still so much to learn.
Welcome.
I believe it was 2 weeks ago that you said, Rob, no Cheech and Chong ever. I said, what about Dave? You said ever.
Okay, thank you. Enjoy it. Across America and 145 countries around the world. Turn it down, damn it.
I know the song. I like it.
This is MikeO'MaraShow.com. It is Monday, October 25, 2010, and we are well over 3.5 million downloads and still growing every day.
Impressive.
Our show today is brought to you by Dr. Bruce Friedman.
Yay!
There is an easy way to look younger. Dr. Friedman's one of the first plastic surgeons in the area to use Artifil, a non-surgical facial rejuvenation that lasts. Call Dr. Friedman or tell a friend for the phone number and a revealing website. Click his ad at MikeO'MaraShow.com, and Dr. Friedman graces us once again with his presence today.
Love it.
I'll tell you why this is great, because we have done some different stuff with Dr. Friedman over the year, and it has been fun.
Yes.
And we like to see the results. Buzz's facelift was pretty incredible.
I agree.
And Dr. Friedman is here, was checking your scars today, which don't exist.
They're invisible. He's happy to. I'm happy. Everybody's happy.
It's great. Buzz is alert. He's smiling. He had a few bites of cake.
Now, if only Dr. Friedman was a lung doctor.
Can you put Artifil in the lung?
Oh, I've got enough filling in there already.
The facelift went great. Just after that, shortly thereafter.
Well,
to anything to do with Dr. Friedman, that Buzz's health is just taking a...
Yeah, the rest of me is falling apart.
The one thing we truly have learned from all this, one decision we all agree on: open casket.
Actually, it's kind of a fun fact. At this point, my face is the only thing holding me up.
But it does... I was standing next to Dr. Friedman when he looked at your line. And I remember when you had stitches, there's nothing there.
It's like it never happened.
There is nothing there. And you see, you had a better procedure than Pesci.
Yeah, well, I think so.
Pesci looks like somebody folded a purse next to his ear.
Well, every time he closes his mouth, his eyes shut.
Joe Pesci. Right. And Dr. Friedman, I don't know if you know anything about this, but I heard, this is just a rumor, I don't know whether I read it anywhere, that Joe Pesci is famous. In fact, it's a joke within the Hollywood community that he has had so many facelifts. And I don't know whether that's true. Have you ever heard anything about him, particularly as an actor, about facelifts that he's had?
Only that you can see that there's been changes in his appearance. And so he's obviously had facial work. I don't know how many procedures he's had done. It wouldn't surprise me. A lot of celebrities just seem to continuously have little procedures.
Pesci's a West Coast facelift guy, isn't he?
Yeah, no, talk about that again.
Do you ever get a chance to look inside? I don't know if it's Star or it's Us Magazine or it's TMZ.com. I don't know. All the litany of rags you can get your gossip from. But as a doctor, do you ever get to see those? It's called Great Genes or Great Doctors, where they put the two...
Oh, TMZ does that.
TMZ does that. Okay.
Yep.
So where they put the two pictures there and you sit there. As a doctor, I wouldn't know. I think they just look great, but obviously there's work there has not been work done. But as a doctor, can you look at a picture like that and say, I can see where work has been done? Or is it the doctor's, his work is so good, you can't actually tell?
I think there's certain parts of the body that you can tell work's been done, like the nose, for example. There's just certain very unnatural, and yet attractive elements mm-hmm. to a nose that's had surgery. Hmm. Eyes also. Some other parts are a little more subtle, obviously.
It astonishes me that, because I'm kind of fascinated with it. I think a lot of people are. I think I'm fascinated with what you do mm-hmm. and looking at people who do it. There are people that I look at, you know, that you will just say, Buzz is a good example. I mean, you did a procedure on Buzz. There is no more evidence that he's had anything done except for the results, which I noticed. And then you will see someone who makes a hell of a lot more money than Buzz that is actually out there, you know, that can afford probably the very best.
Theoretically,
you will
the best,
look at them and they look like cartoon characters. Mm-hmm. And what is that, because that they don't listen to these doctors, do you think, and that they want it a certain way, or they've just overdone it? I'm trying to think of a great example of it. A Meg Ryan would be an example. Kenny Rogers mm-hmm. would be an example of this. You know, and I forget the Phyllis Dillers and the Joan Rivers.
Yeah,
I mean, Joan Rivers has done it for years. I don't know why that happens. Why does someone end up looking like kind of a cartoon
overdone
character?
And again, is it the Coast styles? I thought that was one of the most fascinating things you brought up last time.
The last time we talked about the East Coast and West Coast,
right.
Where the West Coast, everything is more out there. It's obvious. It's overdone.
Right.
The East Coast, where a lot more diplomats, political people, folks with a little more maybe common sense, conservatism or whatever,
mm-hmm.
tend to be a little more subtle and more natural looking. I think on the West Coast, if you can't show that it's been done, then no one knows.
You don't have your bragging rights.
You can't have your bragging rights.
So you really do, in a way, want to almost overdo it then, which is not the way you would do it, not the way you would recommend it being done.
I think many times that overdone look is awful.
Yeah, right.
And our practice really, I guess you might say, specializes in a more natural look. I mean, our goal is, and most of our patients come in and they want to look better, more youthful, refined, but they don't want everyone to know about it.
Then that's I would think that would be everybody, but I guess in Hollywood, you know, you want to look like you've had work done.
Think of the whole industry; it's a look at me industry.
Right. Let me ask you about an example of somebody who has had too much work done, and everybody knows it, and it's a standard, and that's Barry Manilow. A guy like Barry Manilow has a look to his skin that almost appears to be. It's like a waxy quality. Is that what happens when? Is that the skin being stretched too much? Is that what happens with that?
I think that's partly true. You know, our virgin tissue or our God-given tissue is the healthiest tissue you have.
Right.
I mean, granted, it ages, gets environmentally damaged, and whatever.
Right.
But we can improve it. But after you do it over and over again, it's like just putting. It's like patching something too many times. You know, mm-hmm. trying to paint over a wall too many times without stripping it down and doing it right.
Yeah.
Eventually, the skin just can't handle all of that. Trauma.
He's playing Barry Manilow. Here.
Ironically, now he can't smile without anything.
This is the way it sounds.
But you know,
I can't smile. I can't. Anyway, so that's the way that goes.
Just to finish up, I think the surgeons I know who are on the West Coast are technically good surgeons.
Mm-hmm.
It's just these are what their patients demand. That's what they want, and they become known for it. The Michael Jackson look, for example.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just something we wouldn't think would be attractive.
When you are consulting with someone who, for example, is in need of, you know, might have lots of wrinkles and sagging and stuff like that, and really can use a facelift, do you ever get into a situation where you do you say, I'm going to do this, but I don't want to do it all at once, where you go in and you might do two procedures, whereas one not to be? I don't know. How does it? Do you ever recommend that somebody have two instead of one, or do it that way? Or, I mean, if somebody's in need of a facelift, how do you go about consulting on that?
Well, of course, we always say that no one needs anything.
No one needs
what
anything.
They want.
It's what
that's
they
kind
want.
That's of our philosophy.
But that's a good way to look at it, I
because
suppose.
You set realistic expectations. Nowadays, the technology has become so advanced, the anesthesia so good, our skills really have advanced tremendously in the last 20 years. We can do many things all in one sitting.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the fact is, if someone is willing to have everything, if you will, done at once, so to speak, we can pretty much handle almost anything, skin, structure, you know, the tissue in between, all at one time. We don't have to break things up into multiple stages like we did 10 or 15 years ago.
I know it's better now, but it wasn't that long ago that they would say oftentimes the most risky part of any procedure, not just plastic but medical, is the anesthesia. So is it actually beneficial if you can only go under once to get more stuff done? Because then, you know, you're only dealing with anesthetic.
I would think
once.
So.
Yeah.
Well, that's another way of looking at it, between the anesthesia, which of course is very safe, but nevertheless is still potentially
a risk.
Plus also time off work, cost, and things like that. Sometimes it's better to do it all at once. Yes,
how would you rate old Buzzy's face procedure on all the ones ones you've done?
I'll tell you, of course, everyone's different.
Right.
Everyone has different needs. For what we did for Buzz, he exceeded my expectations.
I agree.
I think he really looks great.
As he does here every day.
He's amazing.
When he turns up.
My question to the doctor is, you talk about technology and the evolution of these medical procedures, and what we were going to talk about today with this Artifill and the Botox down the line, how does that change your practice, and how does that change how patients come to you and say, I would want this done? Because I imagine 10, 15 years ago, it would have been an invasive procedure.
That's right. Years ago, we had limited things to offer. Now we can help people kind of work on a staircase. They don't have to have the all or none elevator approach, you know, first floor penthouse. Now we can say we can work your way up. A lot of people like that. They feel they're investing maybe less money and time and energy initially, but they can do little bits and pieces as they get older. And then they have good expectations for when they want to finally have an invasive procedure. So what you mentioned, the fillers, which is basically kind of a surgical caulk, or it's a material you put in to push out creases and deep furrows, is a wonderful thing because it's just a needle injection. And you walk in, walk out of the office. Many of them last for 6 to 9 months. We have this new longer lasting filler, which is Artifill, that we'll talk about today.
Caulking the face.
But yeah, it's a great way to make people presentable, especially at the holiday season. Right now is our busiest filler season. I think we probably treated about 25 patients last week.
How does the Artifill differ from, say, a Botox? How does that differ?
Dana wanted me, and the beautiful Dana, you didn't mention Dana.
Dana's
in
here.
Welcome, Dana.
Your assistant, Dana.
How dare you?
Who is such a big supporter of our show, and we thank you so much for that.
Yes,
we really do. We appreciate that.
She drives our interaction between our groups and does a wonderful job. Mm-hmm. She really wanted me to stress this because there is a difference. Botox is, we've talked about this before, a chemical product that temporarily paralyzes that nerve-muscle interface. So what happens is if you inject it in the forehead, or what we'll do with Oscar later around his crow's feet, is when you try to smile, you try to activate those muscles, they just don't work as well.
It's
sorry, when you
laugh.
Say Oscar and crow's feet, we just have to laugh.
We have to laugh.
Oh, because I noticed that.
Because he has crow's feet?
No, when I wake up, I stare at them. I say, when will these go away?
Before he trowels on the makeup. Diva. You know, he's actually very fair-skinned.
Such a diva. So anyway, you were saying.
So to finish up, that you inject the Botox around the muscle of the forehead, you can do between the eyebrows. I'll tell you the most recent kind of innovation, which is really starting to take hold, is people who have kind of heavy musculature bound by their jaw. It looks like they've got kind of a muscle bulge down by their angle of their jaw, especially common in lots of Asian women, for example.
Ooh.
It's called... It's
ooh, muscle by the jaw!
Sorry.
You inject
the Botox into that master muscle, and mm-hmm. it softens that. People who sometimes grind at night.
That was also my DJ name when I worked at the hip-hop station. Master Muscle.
I remember.
It was Master Muscle.
So you said you were Asian.
Yes, I did.
So this is kind of a new application, and people have found that in some cases it keeps people from doing, grinding their teeth at night or getting TMJ.
So you don't have to wear the mouth guard.
Exactly. Yeah. So anyway, any muscle can be injected. No, it's not a muscle. Jealous wives have tried that. Anyway, so the idea is that you can soften those muscles up. Now, a filler, on the other hand, fills in a depression, kind of like between your nose and your lips. You've got those nasolabial folds, we call them. The nasolabial.
Nose. Did you say nasolabial?
Yes. Nose to lip.
Hey, doctor, listen. I know we're on the internet, but I mean, if you want to keep talking like that, you're not going to be here.
Tread lightly. That'd be a long crease. So that's an.
Wow.
Good night, everybody.
He's
here all week.
So this is a great area for the filler because it kind of pushes things out. And as we know from a lot of recent research on skull morphology and aging, we start to lose foundation as we get older, bone structure, deeper structures. And if we can fill them up, actually add volume back to it, we seem to be able to maintain youthfulness and make people look better.
What is the Artifill made of?
Artifill is polymethylmethacrylate.
I thought
EMMA.
It's good on
salads.
What
that is, right, Rob?
I'm sure it's great on toast. Yeah,
that's what they actually put on the bumper of your Chrysler out there.
The one I burned up?
They did that as well.
It sounds synthetic. So.
It sure does.
But here's the deal, too. All right, so what's going to happen today? And incidentally, for people who go, oh, you talked all about plastic surgery? No, we take the first segment. We're talking to the doctor. He's
certainly educational. Interesting.
And you know what? You want us to talk about your favorite subject? Then you support the show from the very beginning.
Send money.
Ass hats.
Yeah.
So anyway, what I was going to say, excuse me. What?
You're a sorehead.
I'm a sorehead.
Yeah, it's okay.
This is really the way I am really hoping that I've lost 14 pounds. Yeah. I continue to lose the weight. Thank you.
Nice.
But here's the deal. I got about 60 more to go. Okay. I got about seriously about what? What?
I'm just saying it. 60 what? More.
He can do it.
Why are you saying? Why are your eyes like that? 60 more? You believe in him, bastard? What are you talking about? What?
I would think that 20 or 30 is a good goal. 60, you always feel.
No,
beaten
60
down.
Would be 60 if I was ever able to get to that okay. way. Do I think it's realistic? I don't know. I'll tell you when I get to 40.
He's okay. 20% you know of the mean? Way there.
But how much weight have you? What's the most you've lost in I guess one sitting
one real yes. stretch? I lost 40 pounds.
Wow,
I lost 40 pounds.
And Oscar, from someone who's really good at losing weight, yes. Let me tell you this: after I once time lost 75 pounds, I went in for a checkup, and the doctor said, "You look great. You could stand to lose a few pounds."
Of course,
of course. And I mean, really, it's
the way it goes.
You just got
but
to
I will
do it
tell
as much
you
as you can.
I hope and I pray that I'm able to do this. And if I get to that goal weight, I know that I'm going to have certain Sharpe qualities to my face and all that. Right. And that's when, Doc, let me tell you something. You know how I'm always the one that's like, I don't want to do the thing. I don't think I'm ready for it. I was like, let Buzz do it. Let Oscar right. do it. I'm going to have the little skin test for the Artifil, but I don't really want it. I'm waiting to lose the 67, and then I'm going to come sprinting to you.
Remove the
and
folds.
I'm going to say, get that scalpel out. I want you to get the chainsaw out. Excellent. And you just, and really, because then everything, I want everything
and
put where it should be.
When you do that, can we use the leave-ins to make a wallet?
I'm not that kind of fat.
No, you're
I'm
not.
You would agree that I'm not that kind of fat. I'm not the kind of fat where I'm going to lose the weight and I'm going to have that kind of sagosis that a lot of people have.
Like you
right?
and me
probably
on the
not.
Mini bike.
Probably not. My skin yeah. is pretty pliable. Yeah, you know.
You and me on
I have elasticity. My father
I
did.
Yeah,
you know?
Sure. You'll be fine.
So that's. But today, what the good doctor is going to do, you're going to take a.
We're going to do a skin. We're going to give you a
skin
test. Like a TB test. You know,
okay.
we have a little injection. We're
right.
going to see if you're allergic to any of the materials in the Artifil.
Okay.
Now, by the way, Buzz has Artifil. I used it in conjunction with his lift to give him a little bit of foundation.
Okay.
Men tend to have little flatter cheeks sometimes.
Right.
Buzz does. I do. I have filler in my cheeks, actually, because men tend to get a little flatter in their midface.
Okay.
And it gives you that fullness. Like, well, Oscar has that roundness, that fullness,
yes.
which is good.
All right. We will come back, and when we come
BLTs.
Back, we will... We'll get the test done. I want to talk a little bit about Brett Favre, if we can.
Of course.
Want to talk about several other things.
He's got to inject me, too.
He's got to inject you with Botox. Mm-hmm. And get the needles out. And when we come back, we will do that on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand.
Welcome back to MikeO'MaraShow.com. Our second segment today is brought to you by DigitalTrends.com for cutting-edge news and reviews on all the latest tech in our lives. DigitalTrends.com makes it all simpler and easier. Stay up on the latest tech trends and make smarter choices in your purchases at DigitalTrends.com. Follow them on Facebook and Twitter, too. One more time, DigitalTrends.com. Just click their ad on our website. Okay, now I have to tell you, before you do this, because I'm nervous about anything, you know I'm allergic to that MRI stuff, like when they do a heart scan or stuff, that gave me hives and all that. I just wanted to let you're still going to prick me with the
yes, he is.
Oh, I'm glad this is bringing you so much joy.
Just a little prick.
All right, here we
Why
go.
Why did you see that needle go in my forehead?
Oh! No, it's not painful at all, but he's squeezed. That's it?
That's it.
That's all I had
good
to go through? Oh, very
nice.
Good.
Nice.
Now, what will this look like if I'm allergic?
It would get very red, like a big hive.
Okay, like a big hive. And how long should that take?
Most people, if they are allergic, will see the hive within 3 to 7 days.
3 to 7 days. Okay,
I know what Rob and I are rooting for.
And if I get the
We're
hive...
rooting for next Monday
if,
off.
If I get the hive, what do I do? Do I pick it off with a fingernail or what?
A little hydrocortisone or Benadryl.
Little Benadryl. Okay.
Benadryl.
There it is.
I'll suck the poison out, Mike.
Very good. Now we have the camera on for our Ustreamers. That's
yes.
Dr. Oscar Santana is now going to receive his Botox.
Yay.
And Rob, can we get some Botox? Oh, so let me get this out of your way.
Don't sit on a needle.
Move
Come
over.
Sit down.
Scooch over, boys.
Were you going to ask for right. Botox music?
Now let's have some Botox
well,
music.
Well, can I first just ask a question here?
Yes.
One, I know only what I've seen on e-television with all these actresses getting Botox. And
Oscar, I hate to interrupt. I can't feel my right arm.
Are you sure?
No, I'm kidding, okay. Of course.
Mike is lightheaded, sweating profusely.
Yeah,
his left eye has turned brown.
My eyes opened up to Botox about 4 or 5 years
so
ago.
So to speak.
Mike.
I don't know what's wrong.
Mike's lip has gone askew.
When I was listening to Loveline while Adam Carolla was still on with Dr. Drew, and Adam was talking about getting some Botox done on his face.
Right.
And I really didn't think of it as like a male thing until I actually heard this guy talking about the procedure and how it happened. Mm-hmm. Now, Dr. Bruce, from what I understand, you're just going to be injecting each temple, if you will, next to my eye, correct?
It's always religion.
Because he actually puts
a note, please. Here's the camera. So let's
he actually put some numbing cream on the side of my eyes.
Yeah, it's all important. The safety of Oscar's face is secondary. Why don't we suspend Dr. Friedman from the ceiling so that he doesn't interfere with your shot?
And I also know that it's best to stop all sort of momentum with the show to discuss this.
So yeah, absolutely.
Would it be possible to move the camera and not the doctor?
Well, he was still facing backwards.
So the answer
is... Can I continue?
What are you saying? What are you worried about, Oscar?
No, so I was never really open to this until I heard Adam Carolla talking about it and how there are men out there that get this done. Obviously, right. Women get it done. My mom's actually...
Well, that's
actually
certainly how I live my life. My mom... I don't go ahead with anything until I hear effing Adam Carolla talking about it.
See, that's where we're different. I only do things that Jimmy Kimmel does.
Yeah, gee, all right. Well, now I'm... Boy, hey, Oscar, I understand you're getting Botox. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
But
it's okay.
What is funny that now my mom and all her hen friends, that's all they talk about. Right. That's all they do. They actually go in and get this done. They get their Botox done, especially for the holidays, because they're going to see all their family members and all the pictures that are coming up.
All right. Are you done?
We had
he looks great, doesn't he?
A medical school reunion was last weekend, and so, you know, I did look good. I had a little Botox put in my forehead by one of our nurses, and I looked nice and youthful.
Have you ever injected yourself with anything? Like, could you do that on yourself?
I put a little local anesthesia in my leg one day to take out a mole.
So you could actually work on yourself.
I didn't really like that.
Must have been a really slow day at the office.
I always like it when you guys are in movies.
I want to see how it felt.
I like it when those doctors are in movies and they do that. You know, I'm going to do the procedure on myself.
Yeah. All right, so let's get this on. What you're going to do is just inject both
Why don't you take
sides?
Your headphones off, Skippy? All right, very good. All right, here we go. Now what's going on right now?
So I'll describe it. We put a little numbing cream on Oscar's, kind of the sides of his eyes, the crow's feet area. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to go ahead. I've wiped it off with a little alcohol. I'm going to go ahead and inject some of the Botox.
And there's the first injection on Oscar's left sort of crow's feet.
Oscar looks like someone just handed him a brick of gold. He could not look any happier.
Oscar's perspiring.
Good. Well, yeah, I'm getting a needle stuck in my
head. Did you tell him about your staph infection?
It's over.
The crow's left foot has been injected.
Did you tell him about the fact that you got stabbed by a cactus?
That you high-fived the cactus?
I lose all respect to that.
All right, very good. He's coming around the other side. So this procedure is done. I mean, you do this constantly now in the office, right?
Yeah, people are in. Time of year.
Yeah, very really? Time of
this
year.
It's known, Mike, as the living room procedure.
Okay, very good.
Why this time of year, Doc?
Holidays, Buzz!
Is that it?
Oh, I don't like needles.
I love needles. Oh. I like watching this.
Wow.
I do not like watching
bleeding.
This.
All right, very good.
Oh. No, he's not bleeding.
And also, the weird thing is really, we've done this podcast for nearly a year. I've never seen Oscar this happy.
Thank God.
Oscar's so into getting this
done. I feel amazing.
Do you know why he's into getting this done?
Why?
And here's the thing. Oh, my God, I'm bleeding. Oh, it's a hive. No, anyway, Oscar's very into getting this done because I don't. Not only do you want to have the procedure done, but that's for him.
Am I bleeding some more?
Dana, look at my arm.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Everyone
he's
gets alcohol
pads. I'll be good for 4 to 6 months.
Right.
You don't think I'm going to go on Facebook and say I just got Botox done?
No, see,
amazing.
See, what's
how fast
that?
Will we see? Will he
just
see results?
It'll be okay.
That's a bump.
You actually can go sit
that's
down.
A bump.
No.
Here we go. That's a bump where he put the needle in there.
You're going to be staring at it. You're going to be staring at that for the next 3 to 7 days, aren't you?
I'm allergic. I can't have the Artifil done. I can't have
I will say this. Absolutely painless.
Really?
Shocking.
But see, what I was going to say about Oscar not only got the Botox to look like it, because he's vain like that, right. But you will dig talking about it.
Oh, absolutely.
You will love talking about it.
This is right up my alley.
Right.
So a couple quick things about the Botox Oscar asked me. One, it doesn't work immediately, meaning within minutes. Sometimes it takes anywhere from 1 to 4 or 5 days to get the result. That's so the stuff just settles into that neuromuscular junction.
Right.
And then it generally lasts anywhere from 4 to 6 months, although we've had some patients I've seen last up to a year. So that's pretty exciting.
That's pretty good.
And it's weird. You know, I hate medical procedures. It took me 5 seasons before I could even watch ER. And... I genuinely had more trouble with this procedure watching it than Oscar had receiving it.
Oh, yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
It just, I don't like needles going in skin.
Oh, you don't like it near the eyes.
Yeah. It's really bad. But
that is, we want to, first of all, I want to say this seriously. We're going to wait. We'll keep tabs on you. Yeah. Of course, I've got to wait my 30 days or so to see what the deal is with my thing, and then
if
maybe I'll get the Artifil, and we'll have Dr. Friedman back.
I apologize for interrupting.
Yes, go
but
ahead.
But I would be remiss if I didn't ask the doctor this. I'm putting you on the spot. Last time you were here, because I got a bunch of Facebook messages.
Right, yes.
What I like to do with Bruce when he gets here is ask him inappropriate questions. He actually gave $1,000 off breast augmentation, which is one of my favorite things in the world. You know that.
And breast Bruce, augmentation is a special thing.
Yeah, Oscar will be getting that in the month of December.
And Bruce...
And no offense, doctor, but you are known in the industry as somewhat of an expert boob man.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So is it possible we can extend that offer once again this year?
What's the offer again?
Where he would give $1,000 off to our listeners that called in, I guess it would be this week, to actually set up an appointment. They'll come in if they're actually candidates. You give them $1,000 off. Is that possible?
That'd be great. We love your listeners. Wow. And when they come in, I will say one thing.
You're welcome, by the way, listeners.
Everyone in our staff appreciates the fact that listeners to this show are educated, they're interested, they're sincere, and they've done their homework. So when they come in, they're really coming in, to talk seriously.
So I said my wife
that's $1,000 off a breast augmentation. If you know somebody that is thinking about doing this, this is a terrific offer that listeners of this show have taken advantage of. What are you laughing at?
Oscar's tucked his gauze in his headphones. I know. Like he's a cool guy.
I know. I'm trying. I always interrupt when I'm trying to. I'm trying to do the actual real sell here.
I stifled my snicker.
Trying to take care of our number one client.
Right.
This is Dr. Friedman. That's $1,000 off breast augmentation. If you know somebody that's interested in this, if you're interested in this, get right over there and you can go to our website and find Dr. Friedman's ad on the website. That will give you the information you need. Okay?
And Oscar, we don't have to limit it to this week. We can just do it anytime
before
the end of the year.
How's that? You're the man.
Until the end of the year. Wow.
Step up to the plate, people.
Yeah. That's good. Yeah. Good stuff. So do that. A great Christmas gift for those sugar daddies.
A pair of Christmas gifts.
One more thing.
And just one last thing. I didn't want the listeners to feel that the only filler out of the market was Artifil. It just happens to be approved by the FDA as a long-lasting filler.
How long?
However, they actually let them use the term permanent, but the companies decided to just say long-lasting. Their data is multiple years. But the one thing I want to just point out is there are many other fillers on the market, and different fillers are appropriate for different people. There isn't just one filler for everyone. So when you come to the office, we can talk about all the fillers that are available.
Oh. Good stuff. I want to say this again, and I always say this about you. You were the very first. Now, it was something where I remember that day. I will always remember that day. We were starting this thing up. Mm-hmm. You had been a supporter of our shows in the past that we have been involved with, and we are just so grateful. When you're starting a new venture, you need people to have some faith and get on board with this.
Amen.
Did we think that we would be, on a weekly basis, number one, the number one comedy podcast on iTunes? No, we did not.
No,
we didn't know that when we started this out, and you, sir, we're one of the very first people to have some faith in us and advertise on this show, and for that we are eternally grateful.
Thank you, Doc.
I'm glad that it's worked out for you as well.
Yes, very well.
Yep, I'm very psyched about that. Now, with that said, I want to move on to some of the things that I wanted to cover today on the show. I will tell you, since we were talking about weight, and we were talking about weight loss, what I've been doing, and I had a net weight loss from Monday to Monday. That's my goal.
Good for you. I try
to get on that scale Monday and have a net weight loss after the 7 days.
Brilliant.
That's it. Finally got there. However, it was very dangerous because I went to the Edge 105.9. We had the suite with listeners for the hockey game the other night.
Right.
And I said,
was that spelled S-W-E-E-T?
I said, that comes later. I went down, and I know I say, when I say to Carlos something, now I'm going to eat when we get to the suite. And I would like to apologize to the Edge listeners that were in the suite, because when I arrived, they had a tray of sandwiches up, and I think I ate for like a 37 minutes straight.
Wow.
Yeah, I just sat
that's
down
not your
ate.
Fault.
I know.
Because those sandwiches are made for little kids. If you've ever been anywhere where they cater, They cater those sandwiches like right. if you, it's the same type of sandwiches you get when you go to camp and you're a 5-year-old,
right.
and they give you half a PB&J because you're such a little person right. that it's going to fill you up.
I went back again, and I also had had a bit of a night on Friday night. Some of my renegade pig buddies came by the house. There may have been 7 police officers on my son porch at approximately 3 a.m.
That's handy.
You know, I like to hang out with the cops,
sure. yes.
especially the cops that think they're motorcycle gang.
The fun cops, yeah,
the fun cops. Right. That's it. So they were at my casa and did a little beer, wine, beer combo. Not real good.
No.
So, you know, it was kind of out of commission for most of the day on Saturday.
You're smarter than that.
Thank you, Rob. But I came out of my feeling kind of meh. When I arrived, sure. and of course, the first thing you want to do is you want to gain sustenance,
blood sugar. Yeah,
so, but that's not the funny part of this story
because no.
I ate the sandwiches and
what
probably
kind of sandwiches?
They were toiki.
Toiki is
toiki.
Great.
Toiki with a great like ciabatta bread, and then they brought the second wave of sandwiches in, and they switched up the bread. Not happy that the Verizon Center pulled that one.
Well, we'll notify
don't
management.
Give me that bread that I really love.
They may have saved you. They may have saved you.
Well, yeah, I located.
So. The boys in the lab chips. Call them.
Then I had a few nuts, and you know, I had a few pieces of I had potato chips.
Yeah,
so that's
you
what I had.
Have potato
and
chips,
some
yeah.
snacks. Then afterwards, Carla doesn't eat anything in the suite.
Wow,
how does she do it?
And this is supposedly going to be Carla's bad food day. She has one a week. She has her bad food day. So I said, listen, I'll take you to the place down in Georgetown. Is it Bistro Francais?
Yes.
The place that's open till 4 o'clock in the morning.
That's a great.
They got
that's
great,
where you go with John Riggins.
Oh yeah, that's where I used to go with Riggo. It's a place. It's a place that's fantastic.
You took me there once. Like, you said Eggs Benedict there. They said, Rob, this is sex.
It is the
and
best.
It is
the best. It is a great place. It has been around for 40 years, but it's crowded, and we couldn't get parking. We decide to head out. There's another joint that we have in Falls Church, Virginia, and we're cruising out on Route 66, and I just get off on Glebe Road. The one time we were there, we took a cab to any place we didn't remember, but we'd always talked about it. They've got this massive sub sandwich that they sell, and Carla wants to have that for her bad food. Well, we find the place. It's called Mario's. It's probably
of course.
You know Mario's.
It's in Clarendon.
Yeah, Mario's,
yeah, yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. It's
been
there
for Mario's
years.
Has this, you know, and they cheese Carla orders sub. A sub that has like you know, it's a steak and cheese with two kinds of cheese.
What
they
time are you
eggs
there?
Eggs on it. They put a dead rabbit on it. I mean,
wow.
It's just amazing.
What time?
This would be after the game. I want to say it's at overtime at 9:45, 10 o'clock.
Same time to go. You go at 1 a.m. Everybody's hammered and everybody wants to fight.
It's crazy. Yeah. It's crazy. But next.
You know,
right
for 40 years,
yeah.
too.
Right next to Mario's.
Yes.
Because I've eaten my sandwiches. I am not going to get a sub.
You're done.
Nobody likes a skinny Santa. Next door, though, I said, I really got my sweet tooth on.
Yeah.
I want to have me, you know, they got, and next door is the Carvel ice cream store.
Oh, you went to Carvel?
Right there is like Cookie Puss, Thinny Thin. You know, Crippy the Whale, you know,
yeah,
everything
yeah, yeah.
they got
Patio Cripply.
This is Cripply, Patio Cripply.
You went
thank
to
you, Patton Oswalt.
Tom Carvel's House of Insulin.
Patio Cripply, which is Thinny Thin turned upside down with Patio Cripply little
right.
deformed legs.
It is.
I visit your participating Carvel ice cream store, and I get what's called, it's the equivalent of Carvel's version of the concrete of the
Blizzard.
The Blizzard.
Right.
It's Carvel's version. I think it's called the Carvelicious or something. It's something right, called the Carvel-libba.
So,
and so they've got them, and I'm standing there, and I said, oh, it's great. I'll get that, the little vanilla ice cream, and they'll put the Heath Bar Crunch
yeah,
in.
The little,
you know,
the
Daddy's,
little, the little vanilla ice cream.
Daddy's happy.
Meanwhile, so, you're going to be Carvelessing.
But was
exactly.
Saturday your cheat day?
Saturday was my cheat day.
Oh, okay. I did not know that.
Saturday was my cheat day.
For 24 hours, you can eat literally anything you want.
Saturday is treat day. So I'm in the Carvel. However, the treat was, I'm not supposed to get this kind of treat. And I look over on the right, and what's great about Carvel is they have three, they have the sizes, and they have it, literally, they've glued the little cups
sure.
to the wall,
grande,
and you can look at that, and they have medium, mm-hmm. they have small, and they have large.
They have small,
well,
medium,
to
small,
be honest,
and SPIWAC.
The large, the medium looks like what is normally the large.
Right.
Okay.
And the large is slightly larger than that.
Tankish.
But I'm realizing this is my Saturday. I've got an opportunity to do this. I'm going to go for the large.
And you know, it's good because you're at least eating it late at night.
I'm going to go for the large.
If you're going to eat a large Carvel ice cream treat, yes. Do it late at night.
So I look and they begin this process. And I see him go over to the Heath Bar Crunch thing. He begins to scoop this stuff out. And this is a procedure that's taking a long time.
They have to call in some part-timers from home.
Realizing at this point, as I see the size of the cup that resembles one of the trash barrels I have out near my
we're
sidewalk.
We're
going to
need a shovel.
I'm realizing at this point that I've overordered. That this, even yours truly.
And you're ashamed.
And shame is beginning to descend upon
me.
There's no
getting out of it now. Is Carla with you at this time?
Carla is too busy finding out what type of eggs they're going to put on her steak and cheese.
No. What's happening?
This is seriously. They ought to have the defibrillator
standing by.
Right next to the cash register.
Picture this. What's happened is Mike, when he realized that Mario's had nothing to offer him.
And it's tough to take you seriously when you've got those little Botox wings on your head.
I just had a medical procedure, please.
He looks like a Hasidic Jew.
Work with me. So it is. Mike has realized there is nothing at Mario's that interests him because he's eyeballed the Carvel.
Right. Well, no, but also I had, now remember this, I had sweet on my brain. I wanted to go, we were going to go to the French place, I was going to have me some Frenchy dessert.
I'm with you, yes.
That's why, so
we knew this because when you went to Mario's, you asked for an ice cream sandwich.
Let me get that sub ice cream thing.
But they got the Carvel, and I'm looking at this guy pouring the candy into my ice cream to make my little mixture.
Scooping it
and up. I'm realizing as he is standing next to you, that this is coming up to his shoulder.
Yeah.
This is, I mean, now he's a small, he's a diminutive man, as they all are in there.
We're hard workers, Mark.
You understand.
We're
hard workers. They run short. So the thing is, he's sitting there and he's making, well, I'm sure there, have you ever heard of any famous, famous Bolivians that have played in the NBA?
No. Magic Rodriguez.
Okay, thank you very much. That's nice.
I don't think he's in the league anymore.
Pablo Francisco.
LeBron Ruiz. So what they've got is this thing, and I'm starting the shame. And he finishes it up. It just takes a real long time. Yeah. And he puts it in front of me. And this thing is like
I've
this.
Seen
and it is a solid, it is an absolutely solid
thick,
wall
wide,
of ice cream. I am suddenly
candy.
Embarrassed at the size
understood.
Of this. And when you're a fat guy, you can't. Rob, I can normally pull this off. And I go outside. And you know, they got those little picnic tables that are out
you're
there.
You're like on display.
And I go outside, and I seriously think that in people's minds, they are looking at me with this in my hand, and everybody is doing this.
You feel the scorn.
Man. And I take it, and I turn it in my hand, and I sort of tuck it. So it's going up
good
to
move,
my elbow. And now I don't get rid of it. I don't throw it away.
Now here's this is the kind of trick
Carla's
you use if
in
you're shoplifting. You're just ashamed of
I know,
your dessert.
I'm totally ashamed of this. It's the size. Yeah. There is no one should take this much ice cream into their system.
Yeah, but if you were that ashamed, you would have scooped half off and thrown in the garbage.
I wasn't thinking clearly, Oscar, and I was going to go to the car, and you will be happy to know. Meanwhile, Carla's by herself inside dealing with her sub.
Right.
And I'm outside, and there's limited seating, and there was one empty picnic table, and it's next to this metrosexual couple that looked very attractive.
Because they're
I was not going to sit there and gorge on this tureen of ice cream.
I have a question that I think is quite pressing.
Yes.
I know you'd had a night the night before.
Right.
How much drinking at the suite?
None.
So you're still...
So I'm ready to go.
Okay,
This is what my body's craving.
But I will say this, that I understand where you're coming from because you don't want to be the stereotype. You don't want to be the heavy set guy with the big sundae.
Because if it was a choice between partying and celebrating with my listeners and my immediate gratification for Friday night, I took Friday night.
Attaboy. Sure. Attaboy.
As you should.
Thank you all very much.
But you know what? Oscar brings up something that I actually feel. Very seldom will eat at an appearance. If we're out at an appearance, I'm self-conscious about it because they expect to see fat people.
I have
eating.
Never taken. I took
oh,
this
I'll
thing.
Drink.
I took this thing and I curled it around so no one could see it.
Right.
I was hiding it from
you're
people.
The Doug
who probably it was
of
horrible.
The morbidly obese.
What happened when Carla came out?
Carla comes out. She says to me, "I sit
she
down."
She points and screams.
Really?
I get a picnic table and I sit down. And Carla says, "I want to eat in the car." So we go to the car and she wants to eat in the car. And at that point, I had one third of this. And Carla had to go back in to get some more napkins, and I said, "Take it and throw it away."
Attaboy.
I love this ending.
taking the drone away.
Good for you.
And that's why this morning I was down a net pound and a quarter.
Yeah.
I was absolutely that's so I'm very that's my little fat man story.
Who cares about proud of those patients dying of cholera and famine?
That's right.
Mike O'Mara threw his Sunday away.
That's right.
I was gonna say in the future, now that we will find out you're not allergic to Artifil, you can call us. We'll Artifil's locale.
Right.
We'll inject you, we'll be happy.
All right, we will take a break. When we come back, it is Rob's Magic Audio Vault.
Yay.
Right after this on the mic. Are you playing me out with music?
I am.
Oh, see, that's good.
The thing about the iPod, it's not really sensitive and quick to cue.
Okay.
So I do the best I can.
We'll come back, Rob's Magic Audio Vault, right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back. Hit it. Welcome back to MikeO'MaraShow.com. Rob's Magic Audio Vault is brought to you by Peapod.com.
Mm.
Get Honeycrisp apples and all your groceries delivered right to your door at a time that's convenient to you. Peapod is a complete shopping experience with the freshest produce, meat, seafood, and baked goods. And you can shop 24/7 at Peapod.com. Get $10 off your first order when you click the Peapod ad on our website. How's your Botox feeling right now?
I can't wait to look in the mirror 2 or 3 days from now and see the difference. And you know why?
I'm excited to see him at work tomorrow.
I've seen pictures, and I compared pictures from 2 years ago and now.
Right.
Because I knew it was, and there's a literal difference. 2 years ago, I didn't have those crow's feet.
Well,
now
also,
I have
it was hard to see 2 years ago because of the sombrero.
What's wrong with
that? Racist.
We are joined today by Dr. Bruce Friedman and his lovely assistant, Dana, and a round of applause for our good doctor.
Thanks again.
He's been a big supporter of the show. And his work is done. I have gotten my little skin test. Oscar has gotten his Botox. And now we sit back and enjoy the audio vault for Monday, 25 October 2010. What do you got for us today, Rob?
Every day I bring in a host of good tape, Mike. But sometimes I just get excited with my favorite news story. Guess who's been convicted or is being suspected of armed robbery?
Who would that be?
Jennifer Ann Mee.
Really?
Now, you don't remember the
name. I don't know the name.
No. You would remember her face. She's the hiccup girl.
Oh, the girl that the girl that was been on like the Today Show?
Yes, and the Today Show was very excited to break this story
armed robbery.
The first 20 minutes.
Did you say armed robbery?
Listen to this story. It's got, I forget the name of the reporter. You'll love it, though, because he's the guy that does a lot of Florida stuff.
Okay.
And he's very cranky.
Okay, good stuff.
So Jennifer Ann Mee, the hiccup girl.
Florida say 19-year-old Jennifer Ann.
Forgive me.
Police in St. Petersburg, Florida say 19-year-old Jennifer Ann Mee and two young males were involved in an armed robbery in which another young man was shot and killed.
Oh, my God.
During the incident Saturday night, police say Mee lured the victim, 22-year-old Shannon Griffin, to a home where two other men robbed him at gunpoint and took several items. There was a struggle during the robbery, and the man was shot multiple times and was killed, police say.
Wow.
Mee and the two other men are now charged with first-degree felony murder. Now, 3 years ago, Mee became known as the hiccup girl. After developing an uncontrollable case of hiccups, she gained national notoriety and appeared on the Today Show.
It's going to be great to be out of this.
Does it hurt? Because when I get hiccups sometimes,
remember her?
It hurts.
Well, now I think it's BS.
Why?
Now I think it's probably all
more
BS
so.
That she had hiccups in the first place. Because
she's a criminal.
She's a criminal. So, I mean, really, do you get that?
I do.
I mean, it's not a high concept.
Or, and how does Mee allegedly lure a guy back to her place or his place with the hiccups going on the whole time?
Like, her hiccups are gone.
She's
now.
Over them.
Of course they're gone, but it just seems to. I remember when I saw it the first time, I said, you know, if you wanted to get attention, I could walk in and go,
never mind the hiccups. What she needs to be cured of are her eyebrows.
Yeah, she's got the unibrow.
Yeah, she really
does.
Anyway.
But this is very, and I think that reporter,
sad.
Is that the old fart they sent down to like New Orleans?
Yeah, he's great.
A very bitter old guy.
Or did the hiccups cause the crime?
You never know.
You never
Maybe
know.
She was miserable.
Now I have to apologize to all the Washington Redskins fans because I nearly lost the game for them this weekend.
What?
Okay, I remember this, and I will tell you, Rob, that during this, when the Redskins field goal kicker hit the upright, I remember we said, "What's our favorite sound last week?" And Rob's was a football hitting the upright, and I thought of you when I saw this because this was a good one.
I screamed out loud laughing.
This is Rob for some reason. Loves this sound.
I adore this sound.
Okay.
Because not only is it a fun, empty sound,
it is a cartoon-like
it indicates
sound.
Something has gone horribly wrong. Anyway, this is I think this is the third quarter on the game on CBS.
Here and out comes a field goal unit.
Buddy.
Graham Gano. 37 yards out.
No good.
And the replay.
Rob.
That's the sound of a missed opportunity.
He hit that.
Luckily, yeah, awesome. The Redskins were able to figure out a way not to lose it, despite all their efforts.
I tell you, as far as D'Angelo Hall and Jay Cutler should be spending Christmas together, because my God, I mean, that game was a gift yesterday.
Amazing.
And hopefully a wake-up call for the Skins. Yes.
Just quickly, speaking of games, Favre, you want to talk about him. Was it
Brett Favre has denied now. We certainly, like so many people that do comedy in the country, we certainly had a lot of fun with the idea of Brett Favre texting his junk to this lady, and apparently he says that is not true. He did not do that. Still under investigation.
Apparently, according to Jay Glazer on Fox, he admitted to the messages.
He copped to the messages.
But not the penis.
Aren't we going to have to see the real junk to know?
It goes back to the Michael Jackson
right,
thing.
Exactly.
Did you
see the one sketch that caused me to crack a smile on Saturday Night Live was Brett Favre's open fly jeans for Wrangler?
Yeah, but you know what? And I did laugh to a certain extent at that, but my God, what is happening to Saturday Night?
It made me ill.
I like to get at least one good belly laugh out of my Saturday Night Live.
And,
you know, now they go through Weekend Update, and it's just this parade of contrived characters.
Yeah.
That don't work for me.
I thought Bob Hope didn't know when to get off stage. Now it's true of SNL.
What about The Rent Is Too High? That's scary.
But you see,
The Rent. Now you picked one guy. Impossible not to laugh.
Yeah, but
Rob,
know what? It should have been funnier. All he did was get a great makeup job and say what the guy
said. Yeah.
If they had taken it to the next level, you've got a classic.
But here's the problem with that, Oscar. That's the same character he does. Ten times.
Right.
Kristen Wiig does the same character.
Right.
10 times on a show. Mm-hmm. The Nadim. What is her name? I forgot. She's a new cast member. Mm-hmm. Her voice is the same when she's doing the little.
Girl character.
I'm sorry. I understand you're making fun of little kids and what it is to be 14 and 15 years old. Not funny.
No, it's not.
It's like, what are you doing to make that funny?
That's why she gets all her sketches on at 12:50.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm really disappointed.
And I still am committed. I still watch it every single weekend. I TiVo it and I watch my Saturday Night Live. Please just make it. Please go over the line
a
little bit.
Be more funny.
Try to be a little more like Mad
TV.
Push the envelope.
Here's where you're better. When you do a voice, when you do a character or an impression, you have comedy behind it. You have things about that person's personality that actually make it funny. They're just doing silly voices, and that alone is not enough.
I said to Carla when I'm watching this, when the Brett Favre sketch comes on, I go, oh my, and I start to chuckle because I said, okay, this has been in the news.
Right.
This has got tremendous comedy potential here, and it was a pretty good concept.
It would have been even funnier last week. They still missed it by a week.
Yeah, and I just, God, it's just bumming me out,
very,
you know? And they've got some people on there, I think, some of the new cast members. It's time to move some of these old guys out and move some of the new people in.
I agree.
And they've got some people with potential. If you didn't see, and I wish I knew the name of the guy that did the Denzel Washington, it's one of the best impressions.
Yes.
It's one of the best impressions I've ever seen.
He does a lot of great ones.
It was so fabulous, and the audience just didn't seem to track with it.
They
think
just need better writers.
They're waiting for Kristen Wiig to come on and do that screaming character.
Yeah, she likes when she screams.
All right, what else do we got? We got time for a couple
when
more.
When Kenan Thompson crosses his eyes.
Mm-hmm.
Always funny.
Right.
You know, Halloween is coming up, Mike, and I know you're very excited.
I certainly am, Rob.
A very hot idea that a lot of people are thinking of doing is the Lady Gaga meat dress.
Okay,
but
all right.
The butchers in New York, the New York City area, say this is a bad idea. And here are the butchers of New York saying things you have to watch out for when making your meat dress.
I mean, beyond the sanitary aspects, there's the question of connective tissue. I mean, if you're going to sew something like this together, there's a very good possibility that it's going to split through the grain and fall apart.
And if it's fresh meat, you're going to get blood, juice all over anything you touch or sit on. So it's not very hygienic.
There's also the question... I don't want to say hypothermia, but I mean, there's no insulating value at all. You try this on Halloween, if it's a cold Halloween, you're going to freeze.
The meat won't spoil.
Well, 50 pounds of meat, if you're getting, depending on the cut of meat, $250 or more.
It doesn't look like she's wearing a lot under that.
No, but then I don't think she ever does.
Butchers are such happy people.
I love butchers.
Very positive.
I know that, Mike, I would be remiss if I did not play this just to watch you smile.
Okay.
ALCS Game 6.
And almost poetically, Alex Rodriguez comes to the plate with two outs in the ninth. The Texas Rangers are American League champions. 39 seasons as the Texas Rangers, and Natale Feliz with a strikeout of Alex Rodriguez ends it with the exclamation point.
And not to be outdone, we've got the NLCS. The Giants win the pennant. This will be the first time, if they win the World Series, first time they've ever won it since they've gone to San Francisco. Let's listen to this one.
And by the way, baby DJs, if you're listening, when you just play the Yankees losing in the audio vault, it's called narrowcasting. but the boss likes it.
There they go, the pitch. Strike three, call! A cutter on the outside corner at the knees. The ball game is over, and the Giants have won the National League pennant.
John Miller.
Yeah, and I think we'll close with this one, Mike. This is actually from my buddy Brad. He found this on the internet, and it killed me, and I think you'll like it too. Apparently, there's a certain variant of the Chinese language that the intonation of your voice says more than the actual word.
Okay.
So really, to speak it, you have to hear it. You can't read it. You have to hear it being spoken. Oh. This is a parable about a stone den and a poet who like to eat lions. And I can actually read this to you if you want, but I think you'd rather hear it in its native tongue. This is a Chinese parable.
It's a fascinating bit. That's it. Thank you very much.
Can you solve that riddle?
Are you shocked that the hate mongers travel in packs?
We'll edit that out.
There you go. That's the sound of a missed opportunity.
Rob, this is going to be great. Put it in your racist audio vault.
Your racist audio vault.
And if all of you people have been waiting 210 episodes, 213 episodes to hear Oscar do an impression of Brad, there it is. Shoo, shoo, shoo.
That's it. We will take a break, come back with news and buzz right after these messages. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Incidentally, a lot of people always say, hey, I listen to your podcast. I see you're taking a break from messages. Well, we have an affiliate.
Yes.
It's KCJJ AM 1630 out in beautiful Coralville, Iowa.
Hello, Iowa.
Iowa City, and we are delighted to be out there. What did the Hawkeyes do this weekend?
Not good.
Oh, no.
Not good.
Mike, you have a timely Iowa birthday sitting next to you there on the couch.
Oh, I do.
It might be a good place to throw this in.
This comes to Mr. Buzz. Buzz got a letter saying, I am an avid listener for the past 20 years. I really like the flexibility of the podcast, so now I can listen to you all at work without missing a word. You all put me in a better mood after I listen to the show. You have something to be proud of in each show.
Oh.
I wouldn't go that far.
Really?
Tomorrow, the 25th of October, that's today, marks my 46th year of existence, and I would be very touched if I could get the now famous Mike O'Mara Show birthday greeting. I understand that this is a last minute request.
Yes.
Thank you for your service to our earwaves. That's from Mark Burlington, Iowa.
Yeah.
Mark, it's your 46th birthday
right.
today. And so on behalf of all
we
of us,
sing.
We will sing happy birthday to you. One, two, three, go. Happy birthday.
Can I
that
add
was
one
great.
Thing? Can I add one thing to that, Mike?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sure, 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 sure. Sure.
He'll be listening to that all the way home.
Oh, I'd hate to play that for the rest of the week.
All right, let's get Buzzy in here. Hopefully, are you going to be able to make it through this one with your voice?
I am.
God
and I'm very...
damn it, get to a... Will you talk to this man?
I will.
I'm sure he knows a lot of good doctors.
There isn't a medicine I'm not already taking.
I know, but
I think,
you
that.
You know, I worry about you.
I know, I appreciate that.
I don't think
that.
You go to the right people.
I know you don't.
I don't think you go to the right deal.
Is it an ear, nose,
fine.
And throat doctor?
No. It's just a general practitioner.
Buzz is the only guy. Incidentally,
seriously, yeah. we make a lot of we have a lot of fun with Dr. Friedman because he's a good sport.
Right,
but
right.
but seriously, competent.
Uh-huh.
Thy
yes.
name is Friedman.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So why don't you just like get his ear after the show? Nobody on the show. Just say, is there somebody? I'm worried that I may be dying. Can I go see somebody?
Buzz is the only guy that has bronchitis treated by a chiropractor.
we're going to do a lung lift.
Okay, very good.
I'm excited. Got a special treat coming up. We're brought to you today by Amazon.com. You can buy nearly anything at Amazon delivered right to your door, usually for less, including Kindles, Kindle accessories, and more.
Good.
Click the Amazon ad on our webpage or use the search tool at the bottom of our homepage. Amazon.com has hassle-free one-click purchasing. Support the show and shop through us at Amazon.com.
Get him a towel.
It's going to be fine.
Okay, I'm worried about you.
Just 8 days.
It's like Niagara Falls on his face.
Can't look at him.
No, I'm not sweating.
Right, you're fine.
I'm shiny, but I'm not sweating.
It's a little muggy.
It is warm in here today.
Do you think
I have the heat on. I have the heat. I should put the air conditioner.
Do you think the doctor could find someone to art a fill in for Buzz tomorrow?
Okay. Let's table this for a moment.
Okay, let's go.
Just 8 days of till weakness for the Democrats. It's still clear that Republicans will take control of Congress after the election a week from tomorrow. The question is, how much of a beating will the Democrats take? Republicans are still in the lead, but not by the wide margins of a month ago. Democrats need women, minorities, and young people to turn out for this midterm election to have any kind of a chance. And while young voters seem disinterested, minorities are fired up, especially Hispanic voters who could make the difference in some close key races.
Nevada comes to mind.
Absolutely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Democratic turnout is now expected to be bigger than the original forecast. Nevertheless, we are likely to end up with a Republican House and a Democratic Senate, and that has not happened in this country since 1930.
It's a recipe for no progress ever.
Yeah, it sounds like it, doesn't it? My cousin Teddy, and what's great about doing this show is I don't have to worry about equal time or any of that.
Right, right.
And my cousin Teddy, I'm a Democrat. Teddy was raised a Republican, right. But Teddy is now managing the campaign of the independent candidate for governor in the state of Maine, and my cousin Teddy.
Favored.
This guy has come out of nowhere, and I am so excited for my cousin that he's back in the game again. And I know this guy. I've grown up. I've known him, and it's very exciting to see what happens.
I texted you about it.
Elliot Cutler.
I've got a lot of TV time.
Right?
I'm like sitting there watching CNBC, and they break away for like their political wrap up. Who knows what they were talking about, but I'm sitting there and I'm not caring what they're talking about,
right?
Until they say Maine, and I remember we had talked about it briefly on the show,
right?
And they mentioned your cousin's candidate, Elliot, and I said, "What?" And the guy literally said, "He goes, I don't know what people are thinking in Maine, but they're going to vote this guy in because he's the best candidate there."
It's very exciting.
That's so cool.
Yeah. It really is.
And that's a professional, like, little analyst that said that this guy Elliot, he's exactly what people in Maine want, and he's probably going to win the election.
Independent candidate, very unique to this country as far as this campaign, and we'll see what happens. I'm very excited for my cousin.
So, because he's running the campaign, does this make Teddy the next Karl Rove?
He's the architect.
I see.
Excellent.
Yes. Gotcha. Absolutely.
Now, speaking of Carl, he's fighting back against reports that big business has quietly pumped tons of cash into this year's Republican campaigns. Karl Rove says the Democrats also take special interest money from union workers, environmentalists, and, to use his word, feminist groups.
This is what irritates me about Democrats.
By the way, these groups are people and the others are companies.
And that's crap. Right. When Democrats say that, I'm sorry. You talk about unions, to me, are as special interest as big businesses.
Right?
It is.
Yep,
it's two different kinds of people. And, you know, Democrats take money from special interest, too. I don't like laying that all on the Republicans.
Right.
That, to me, is totally unfair.
Both sides do it.
Believe me, you get the Christine O'Donnell, I'm going to jump on top of the mountain and scream as loud as I can that she's just a tard. Okay, but I mean, when it comes to the rest of the crap, you know, the Democrats have brought a lot of this stuff on themselves, and I'm really frustrated because I don't think they've done a good job getting the message out.
Absolutely not.
And I don't think we should be in this dramatic a position, but we are, and we will see what happens.
I don't know why you're so upset about Christine O'Donnell. I just found out that she is you.
Yes, I am you. That's her campaign.
Three Southern California beaches are still closed after a shark attack that killed a surfer on Friday.
Oh, I read about this.
Experts still trying to figure out what kind of shark bit the leg off a boogie boarder, causing him to bleed to death. They say it had to be a big one with massive jaws.
Yeah.
It happened.
A summer girl goes swimming. Swims out a little far. She tires. Fishing boat comes along.
It's happened before.
I don't think you appreciate the gut reaction people have to these things.
Harry, I appreciate it. I'm just reacting to what I was told.
Martin, it's all psychological. You yell barracuda. Everybody says, huh? What? You yell shark. We've got a panic on our hands on the 4th of July.
That's...
This
Rob
happened.
Loves that guy.
And rightly so.
You know what I mean? Can I just interrupt for a second?
Sure, no, fine.
Do you know what movie I watched over the weekend that he's featured prominently
Murray Hamilton? Who?
Yeah, is it, what's his
Murray
name?
Murray Hamilton.
Murray Hamilton? I had no idea. You know what? I haven't watched this movie in years. The Graduate.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And he's Mr. Robinson.
He's great in it.
Oh, my God. He's incredible.
I think the shark investigation would go better if whoever's in charge has a sport jacket with anchors on it.
You're right. You are so right. This happened about 100 yards off Vandenberg Air Base in a region where shark attacks are extremely rare.
Yeah, very scary.
And if sharks and politics are not scary enough, we thought we'd share some spooky stories with you leading up to Halloween.
All right.
The first one today is about taking the haunted house concept to a new level in Minneapolis. In Minneapolis, if you can track it down, you can sign up for a spook service called...
He's struggling enough to get that
news. Oh, no,
it's
fine. I think it adds ambiance.
All right, very good.
I like it.
It's the spooky stick, Mike.
You can sign up in Minneapolis for this spook service called Death. It's only publicized by word of mouth. One reporter gave it a try.
I turn it off.
He got a message telling him where to be and when to be there. As soon as he got out of his car, three big men with masks came up from behind, put a hood over his head, and threw him into the trunk of a car. Loud, heavy metal music blared, and soon he found himself laying next to a recently killed goat. The music stopped, replaced by the sound of digging. The men never spoke as they tied the reporter's wrists and ankles. They put the reporter inside a wooden coffin, dropped the coffin into a hole, and started covering it with dirt. The reporter says because he was crying, he wasn't sure how much time had passed. He later realized it was only about 20 minutes. The men dug him up, took off the hood, and drove away. And that's when the reporter realized he'd been right by his own car the entire time.
Wow.
If you're interested, go to Minneapolis and start asking around about a guy named Spies.
That sounds great.
And this is somebody Spies. Who they pay people it's to
a,
do
yeah,
this?
Yeah, you hire these people and they come scare you.
I would imagine that you could probably have a fairly significant lawsuit against
I
them.
I would think so. It sounds risky.
And not if you hired them.
And it's still more pleasant than working for CBS.
That jerk was probably doing a story on them and then he hired them to see what they were
right,
up to.
Right,
very
exactly.
Scary.
Yeah. Exactly. Finally, from the home office in Florida, police in Niceville have arrested a man.
Do you have a place there, Buzz?
I do.
Niceville.
It's an A-frame.
There really a town in Florida called Niceville.
There is indeed.
Niceville.
That's nice.
In Niceville, police have arrested a man for trying to enter an outdoor festival without paying the $10 entrance fee.
Bastard.
And then he refused to leave.
Mark
Ronick. Eventually charged with disorderly intoxication and trespassing. We would be remiss if we didn't mention that it was there in Niceville, Florida, the annual mullet convention. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mullet, the mullet like the...
yeah, like the hair.
The hair?
That's right.
Because they have fish down there called mullet, too.
Florida.
That's it. We got to get out of here. Our thanks to Dr. Bruce Friedman. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming by. There's an easy way to look younger, people. Dr. Friedman's one of the first plastic surgeons in the area to use Artifil, a non-surgical facial rejuvenation that lasts. Call Dr. Friedman or tell a friend for his phone number and a revealing website. You love his website,
I do.
You?
You should. Everybody should.
I have a sound effect for his website.
Can I add one thing
yes.
from Botox Santana?
Yes.
That for the deal that Bruce Friedman, Dr. Yes. Bruce Friedman's given away for the breast augmentation, the $1,000 off.
We'll have that for you every time we mention
make
it.
Make sure that... it's their idea. Because we've got a lot of guys that are listening right now. It's right. not your idea. Yeah. It is their idea.
Make them think it's
yes,
their
it's
idea.
Their idea.
Yes. Go to right. the go to the ad for Dr. Friedman at MikeOMaraShow.com. That's it. We got to get out of here.
Oscar
Our web
needs
host.
To go to 7-Eleven and get carded for beer.
Thank you. This program cannot be rebroadcast in any form without written consent from an authorized representative of MikeOMaraShow.com. Click advertise at MikeOMaraShow.com or call 301-244-8773 for Rob Spiewak, Buzz Burbank, and Oscar Sanders. Montana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody. Bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Thank Bye. You. Hey,
thanks, Dr. Friedman.
诗是实诗史，实是诗是诗事，是诗是实实诗，是实实是事是诗，实实是实诗是事，是实是诗是事事，是事是实诗，是诗是史是实诗是事，是实是实诗诗，是实是实是诗，是史是事实是，实是是是史是实是实诗，实实史实是实诗，实实实诗诗，是是是是。